Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Guaranteed to Last LL. Bean's Century of Outfitting America is a corporate history written by Jim Gorman that traces the rise of LL, Bean from a small Maine outfitter into one of the most recognizable outdoor brands in the United States. The book was published for the company's centennial and presents the LL, Bean story as both a brand biography and a cultural history of American outdoor life. It focuses on how the company's earliest products, especially the Maine hunting shoe, helped establish a durable identity built around utility, customer trust, and practical design, rather than simply celebrating a business anniversary. The book uses archival photographs, catalogs, letters, and memorabilia to show how the company evolved alongside changing American tastes and habits. Its purpose is to explain why LL Bean endured for a century and how its products became tied to notions of reliability, regional heritage, and everyday use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from a borrowed idea to an enduring Maine company, a central theme of the book is the origin of LL, Bean as a business built from one practical invention and one entrepreneur's determination. The narrative begins with Leon Leonwood Bean and the creation of the Maine hunting shoe, a product designed to solve a real problem for hunters and outdoor users in wet conditions. The book emphasizes that the company was not born from a large capital base or a polished retail strategy, but from experimentation, necessity, and a willingness to learn from early failure. That origin matters because it sets up the larger argument of the book LL, Bean endured by refining a useful product until it became dependable enough to define the brand itself. The company's early story also highlights the role of the money-back guarantee, which reinforced trust and lowered the risk for customers trying a new kind of boot. In this sense, the book presents LL Bean as a case study in how practical invention can become a lasting commercial identity when backed by accountability and service. Secondly, the Maine hunting shoe and the logic of product durability. The book gives special attention to signature products, especially the Maine hunting shoe and the boat and tote, because they embody the company's core promise of usefulness. These items are not presented simply as famous products, but as evidence of a design philosophy centered on endurance, function, and repeated use. The Maine hunting shoe illustrates how a product can become iconic through performance, rather than fashion alone. While the boat and tote reflects the same logic in a different category: simple construction, dependable materials, and practical everyday value. By focusing on these products, the book shows how LL Bean turned durability into a recognizable brand language. That durability is not only physical, it also supports customer loyalty because buyers come to associate the company with consistency over time. The book's treatment of products therefore reveals a larger retail lesson when a business builds its identity around items that genuinely last. The product itself becomes a form of marketing. LL Bean's reputation is shown as something earned through use, not just advertised through image. Thirdly, how customer loyalty and community participation shaped the book's story. Another important dimension of the book is the role of customers, not just as buyers, but as participants in the company's history. The Centennial Project drew on LL Bean's devoted fan base, which reflects how unusually strong the emotional connection to the brand had become. In the book, this relationship is significant because it helps explain why the company's history is not only corporate, but also communal. Customers appear as people whose personal stories, photographs, and memories reinforce the brand's place in everyday American life. That approach matters analytically because it shows how a long-lived retail company can become part of family routines, outdoor traditions, and regional identity. The book therefore documents a feedback loop: LL Bean made useful goods, customers relied on them, and repeated use deepened trust in the brand. By including consumer voices and images, the book turns company history into social history, showing how retail brands can acquire cultural meaning when they are woven into actual lived experience rather than detached advertising. Fourthly, archival material as a way of building brand memory. The book stands out for its use of archival photographs, catalogs, letters, illustrations, and ephemera, which give it the feel of an illustrated historical record rather than a standard corporate overview. This material is important because it allows the reader to see how LL Bean presented itself across different eras and how its visual identity evolved. Early mailers and catalogs reveal how the company communicated value and reliability long before modern branding tools existed. Historic images of Bean, his products, and ordinary Americans wearing LL Bean gear help place the company inside the broader history of 20th century outdoor culture. The archive also reinforces the book's theme of authenticity. The brand's claims are supported by documents and artifacts rather than retrospective mythology alone. In practical terms, this makes the book useful to readers interested in design history, marketing history, and American material culture. The archival approach also shows how memory can be curated by a company without becoming purely promotional. because the object-based evidence gives the narrative a tangible historical anchor. Lastly, a portrait of changing American outdoor culture across a century, the book does more than recount one company's growth. It uses LL Bean as a lens for understanding changes in American life across the 20th century and beyond. Its historical scope reaches through the world wars, the back-to-the-land movement, and the preppy boom of the 1980s, showing that the company survived by remaining relevant in very different cultural moments. This makes the book interesting as a cultural history of how Americans dressed for leisure, work, and outdoor activity. LL Bean's products are presented as adaptable objects that moved across social groups and historical periods without losing their basic identity. That continuity helps explain the brand's longevity. It responded to shifting tastes while staying anchored in practicality. The book also suggests that the company's reputation for dependable outdoor gear helped it transcend fashion cycles and become part of a broader idea of American authenticity. In that sense, the story of LL Bean becomes a story about how durable goods can reflect changing values while remaining recognizable across generations. In conclusion, Guaranteed to Last will appeal most to readers interested in business history, American consumer culture, outdoor gear, and the development of iconic brands. It is especially useful for people who want to understand how a company can stay relevant for a century without abandoning the practical identity that made it successful in the first place. Readers who enjoy corporate histories will find a focused example of how product design, customer trust, and visual storytelling work together over time.
Those interested in branding will also appreciate that the book is not just a celebration of sales success.
It explains how a retail identity becomes durable when it is built around real use and consistent values. What distinguishes this book from many company histories is its strong connection to material culture. The combination of archival images, catalogs, letters, and product stories gives it a historical texture that makes the brand feel rooted in ordinary life rather than an abstract marketing language. As a result, the book offers both a readable anniversary history and a useful portrait of how American brands become cultural institutions. If you would like to support Jim Gorman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.